Cardiff, this is Patrick.
Yeah, what company?
Yeah, Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, you do business loan?
Yeah, we do. Could I get your name and company name? I can pull up your file real quick.
My company's name is not on your records and stuff. I'm just calling because my friend told me that you guys are a good business loan office.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, we are definitely. What kind of business do you run?
I run a bookstore.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Yeah, where do you run that bookstore at?
In California.
Oh, yeah, what part?
San Jose, California.
Oh, awesome. We're down in San Diego, so. What's the name of your bookstore?
Songs and Creation.
Could you spell that out for me real quick?
S-O-N-G and Creation.
That was a song and creation?
Yeah.
So you're a little blurry over the phone. Song and creation? Do I have that correct?
Yeah.
And A-N-D-C-R-E-A-T-I-O-N?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, just double checking with you. And then what was your name, sir?
My name is Gilbert Anderson.
It was, what was your first name, sorry?
Gilbert.
Oh, Gilbert?
Yes.
All right, Gilbert, nice to meet you. My name is Patrick, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, and who's your friend? He said we do some equipment financing, working capital.
Yeah, I'm looking for a loan, but let me ask you something first. Do I have to pay any money up front to get this money?
No, none at all.
I don't have to pay any money up front to get this money?
Yes, sir, none at all. What is it you're looking for? I mean, we have a few different programs. We have both equipment financing and then working capital. You know, which one are you looking more at? Are you familiar with either program?
Working capital.
Okay, yeah, so you a little familiar with that? You know, what it's used for? Would you mind if I, you know, give you a little description with us real quick?
I want this money to expand on my business.
Yeah, perfect. That's exactly what, you know, people use it for. How much are you looking to get?
Well, I'm looking to get, like, $150,000.
Awesome. We definitely can probably get that for you. You know, just a few general questions I'm going to need to ask real quick. You know, with our working program, with our working capital program, excuse me, we do base it off of sales. So, you know, we're generally able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue is unsecured cash. So, you said you're looking for 150, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then you said you'd be using it to expand, right?
Yeah.
You doing a renovation? I mean, are you looking to bring on more employees? Like, what exactly are you going to be expanding, or how, I mean?
Well, I'm trying to expand. 50,000 can expand this little branch which I have here, and I'm trying to get a place rented out down there in San Anselmo, California, to open a next office down there as well, to open the next store down there.
Okay, awesome. And you're going to do that out in San Jose, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, and did you say that was 50K for the store you were looking to open up?
What did you say? Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, that 50K that you just mentioned, did you say that was for a new store you were looking to open up, the new one you were expanding to?
No. The 50,000 will be used to expand on this one where I am right now, here in San Jose, California. The next 100,000 will be used to rent a place down there in San Anselmo, California, because my sister is living down there, so I'm trying to get a place rented down there for business and opening up and have her run the business down there.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah, definitely we can make that happen. I mean, like I said earlier, you know, our working capital program, you know, we unlock 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. What were your sales like last year?
What did you say?
What were your sales like last year? Do you know how much you did in your gross annual sales?
Yeah, my gross annual sales last year was By the end of the year, I made over $400,000.
Okay, nice. That's a pretty good year, it sounds like. You know what you're on pace for this year? I mean, any idea what your current projection might be?
Well, my average range, due to what I want to do and I'm trying to expand on my business, I think I can make over $1 million, because I'm going to tell you something. This is the secret behind my business. I buy and sell unique equipment, such as like some unique guitars, keyboards. Yeah, I buy those kind of musical equipment and I have them sold back.
Okay, okay. So is it just to correct or clarify, you said it's a bookstore, or is it a music store then? Kind of both?
It's both. That's why I call it Songs and Creation.
Right, right. Yeah, just kind of, clarifying, got to make sure about that one. But, definitely, I kind of got a feel for what your business is, too. Based on our gross annual sales, we'd be able to get you, if you did 400K last year, we'd probably be able to get you, roughly 40, but we'd have to see, a few different qualifying stuff that we'd need information about. But, we'd definitely be able to get you quite a bit of money you'd be able to use as that that capital, as you see fit for your business too. You can use it. It's unsecured too, so you can use it wherever you do see fit for your business. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, in the middle?
Well, my business credit score with my credit score were around 1,200.
You said what about your business credit score?
I just told you, with my business credit score and my credit score, you're around 1,200.
Okay.
We both are 1,200. The business is about 1,200, and my credit score is about 1,200.
When's the last time you checked your credit score, too? The highest I've seen out here is about 8-ish, so, 12 might be a...
The last time I checked my credit score, that was back in 2010, my credit score was 950.
Okay. We got programs that work with crediteers A to D, so, if you do have really good credit like that, we'd be able to get you a good program of ours. Like I said, it's primarily based on sales, too, so, if you have good sales, we assume you can cash flow that note.
Let me ask you a question. When I'm getting this money, will it be sent to me by check, which is a certified check, or will it be sent to me by wire transfer to my bank?
Yep, it will be a direct deposit, so no checks like that at all. Have you looked any elsewhere to get a capital loan recently?
Yes, I tried a few other stores, and they wanted me to pay money up front, and I hope that's not the case with you guys. You guys send me a bad check and then tell me to...
Yeah, we don't do that at all. So, yeah, we don't do that at all. You don't need to pay any down payment for a loan like that. And also, we have a really fast, simple approval process as well as application. And we do approval within 24, and then we give funding within 48 of that approval. So, it is something that we do work pretty fast in.
Okay.
Where was it?
48 hours after I get approval, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, definitely. It is Friday, too. I'll be in here till about 3:30. You're on Pacific time as well. I'll send you over an app and everything. We just need to, get a few more details on what you look like actually on paper. I'll send you over the app, but along with the app, I'm just going to need it. All we do is a one-page app. It's a very straightforward, simple application. Then I'd need 6 months of your most recent bank statements and then your most recent tax return. And do you take credit cards at your store?
Well, that sounds like you're asking for too much information, and that sounds like I'm going to get ripped off an identity test.
Not at all, actually. Like I just said, we do approval generally within 24 hours, especially if you get it over with the app. The app is just a one-page simple app, very simple, straightforward. Then all we need is 6 months bank statements. You can go take a screenshot on your computer, send it. Screenshot and then just your most recent tax return. So it's really not much at all, and we do get back to you very fast. I know a lot of I'm sure the other banks you were looking at applying with had very long application processes, and you know those do take very long time, but that's not with us at all.
The other persons that I talked to, I went to a bank and all they did was give me a form and tell me to fill it out. They didn't ask me for a bank statement or nothing. They just asked me if I am with a legitimate bank, and they asked me how much funds I have in the bank and the name of the bank. That's
yeah,
all they asked me for my social number.
Yeah, well,
this sounds like it's a sham, because once I send you my personal information, such as a recent statement from my bank, you guys are going to go into my bank account and steal my money.
If you want to go check our website, you know, we have tons of reviews, and we've been around for 15 years. That's not how we work whatsoever. We do need that because we need to know what program you're actually going to qualify for. You know, we're not like that bank where you're just going to go in, sign up, ask for how much money, and they're going to give it to you. You know,
That's something that I can't do. So you can just write me off your list.
All right. Well, you know, we're going to need some information before we can just give you money. So, you know, we need to know about, you know, who we're giving the money to before we can just give you, you know, $100,000. So, you know, it's really not much. If you want to check us out, that's not what we do whatsoever. So you can go ahead and shop around. You know, if you don't see anything else, you can go ahead and get back to me. We can get everything going. It's real simple application process, and you know, if you got that into me today, I could get you get that over to underwriters by the end of the day, but if not, go ahead.
Is your supervisor available?
Yeah, is there a reason you need to talk to one?
Put your supervisor on the line.
All right, one sec.